When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. We took a little week off, but we are back and I'm excited about today's episode. Before I get into it, just want to say thank you. Have a little mushy moment real quick. Y'all know I'm a G, but have a little mushy moment and say thank you to all of you who listen to the show, especially those who have been riding with me for so long. January will mark 7 years of me podcasting. And it just seems like lately I have been, and people DM me all the time about the show and all of that. But lately I specifically have been hearing from people who've been listening for a long time. Over the weekend, I was in Jamaica and I met a listener of the show. Hey, Kim. And we were having a conversation. I was telling her about how this was my first time in Jamaica since my wedding. And she was saying how she remembers because, of course, she's followed me and listened to the show. And I'm like, dang, that was in what, 2019? And I got a DM from someone else who was saying how they were listening to the show when they were in college and now they're at whatever stage of life. Made me feel a little old. I was like, was it that long ago? But this show has been out for a long time. But she was just saying how happy she was to see that I was still showing up, still saying whatever God calls me to say about faith and business and just being consistent, and how even though she fell off for some time, she's back and just appreciative of the consistency of the content and to see the growth of the platform in my own business. And then someone else was looking to book me for a speaking engagement and was saying how they've been listening to the show from day one, where it wasn't Blessed and Bossed Up when I had a co-host, and have watched the transition and how me transitioning to doing business God's way and communicating and bridging this gap between faith and business I was one of the first people she's heard make that transition, and it gave her the freedom to go boldly into what God has called her to do. And it's messages like that that I really take to heart, because again, I've been doing this for a long time. Podcasting is this thriving, booming industry right now, but I started this early when it wasn't that. And I'm just grateful and appreciative for those who've been here for, whether it's a short time or a long time. I just want to say thank you. I am encouraged by the stories that I hear when I see you guys post the show and when you send me messages. I am very, very encouraged by those things, because I've gone through a lot of life changes over the last 7 years, but I continue to show up every single week and God just continues to blow my mind with how He uses this platform. So I just want to say thank you. Have a little mushy moment. I'll probably be mushy again in January when we're officially at that 7-year mark. But it was on my heart. So I just wanted to say thank you so much to all of you who listen. All right, let's hop into today's topic. Today's episode is about distractions that keep us from discerning what God is doing in this season. I had a speaking engagement a couple weeks ago, and I was tasked with the message or the title of speaking about the fire of God. And when I was studying for the engagement, and God is so good because He'll use me. He knows that I show up in various arenas to speak and communicate his message. And most of the time, the things that he's given me for each platform are connected in some type of way. So whether I have an interview, a speaking engagement, the podcast, usually the messages are connected to each other. And I'm grateful for that. Even from a logistics standpoint, it makes it a lot easier to show up. But as I was preparing for this engagement and I was seeking God on the subject, I'm like, okay, Lord, we're talking about the fire of God. That's when he met me with the message about gentleness that we talked about in the last episode. Now, that was cool for the podcast, but when it came to the speaking engagement, I was like, God, this doesn't even make sense to me how gentleness and the fire of God are related. What I understood and what I understand an element of the fire of God being is this divine and bold presentation of his presence. It's this purifying presence. It's this all-encompassing, all-consuming manifestation of the power of God. But what he was showing me and what I communicated at the engagement is that, yes, that's true. And also, I'm gentle. And he described it as his divine duality. When we're dealing with duality, duality just simply means a combination of things that are usually opposite in nature. So hot, cold, wet, dry, these things are opposite. A figure of speech to describe duality may be two sides of the same coin. So God was using me at that engagement to illustrate to people how God shows up and not just one way, in an effort for them to see how he's showing up for them. And he wanted me to bring this here to the podcast as well, because there are many of you who are in a space to where there are prayers that you've prayed that you're waiting to see answered. There are things that you are believing in God for that haven't happened. There are promises that God has given you that you have not seen manifest just yet. You're in this space of in between. And I'm bringing it here because I believe that some of you, God is answering your prayers. He is showing up. He's not distant as you may perceive him to be, but instead, you're not recognizing him because you're distracted or misunderstanding the ways in which he shows up. So you may be like the people at the engagement to where you're looking for his presence to show up in this miraculous, bold way. But because he is whispering, you can't hear him. And you're misconstruing your inability to hear him as him not being there. So for this episode, we're specifically talking about distractions because I want to highlight some ways in which we are distracted, our lives are noisy, and it's keeping us from discerning what God is doing in this season. I want you to see what he's doing in this season because, like I said, for some of you, he's here. He's showing up, he's speaking, he's answering, but you're focused on the wrong thing. And so you're missing it. The first distraction that I want to highlight is inner conflict. And I want you to go to, whether it's now or later, Galatians 5, 16 through 17. I'm going to read it in the New International Version. It says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want." In my opinion, one of the biggest misconceptions about doing life and business God's way is that if it feels good, it's God, and that if it feels bad, it's the enemy. And that's just simply not true. And actually, as I say that, I believe I'm going to do a separate podcast episode on that because I really want to dive into that. Because so many of us think we're chasing peace when the scripture says that the spirit and our flesh are constantly at conflict with each other. There's no peace there because our flesh wants to sin and the spirit wants us to be righteous. So there's daily this conflict happening. And I'm not going to go too deep into that. I'm going to do a separate episode on that because I don't want us to be out here just chasing peace without really understanding the nuances to that. But nevertheless, the scripture, again, it tells us that the spirit and the flesh are in conflict with each other so that we are not to do whatever we want. We have this internal regulation system that is designed to keep us in check. But if we don't look at it as that and we just are constantly sitting in this turmoil or this conflict or our emotions about this internal conflict, then it's noisying us up and preventing us from being able to hear from God. Let me explain. If you are in a space to where, let's say God told you to shut down your business, your flesh wants to go out and make money. Your flesh wants to go out and figure out how to get more clients, how to make more sales, because you have a money problem as a result of God's instruction. So it's this internal conflict, is maybe these triggers that you're dealing with from bill collectors or looking at your bank account. But it's this conflict because your flesh wants to go out and hustle and make things happen. But your spirit wants you to be in alignment with God.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Now, what can happen in this space, this internal conflict that's happening? You could get frustrated. You see all these triggers happening, so it's making you upset. You're mad at God. All you can think about is the bills that are due. All you can think about is the fact that you may not have any money, that there are things that you want to pay for that you can't. There are things that you want to maybe provide for your children and your family that you can't. The enemy is planting these thoughts in your mind of you're not successful. You're never going to be a successful entrepreneur. You're never going to make 6 figures. You're never going to be a millionaire. You're never going to create generational wealth. All of this is happening in this space. You're in alignment, but it seems torturous at the same time. That internal conflict can become so loud and so noisy that you are missing the fact that you are exactly where you need to be. you're missing the fact that this is an exciting time because this is where God moves. This is what God specializes in because he has you exactly where he wants you. But if you give in too much to the emotions around that conflict, you can miss what God is doing. I told you a few years ago how God was taking me from employee to entrepreneur and how he was teaching me how I needed to function as an executive, how I needed to set my business up in order for it to be legitimate, in order for it to be well organized, in order for it to really operate at the level that he's calling me to and my business to be structured the way that he's calling it to be. And it was this new concept for me because I was in the entrepreneur mindset and not necessarily in the executive mindset. Now, he told me to do this. I didn't understand why. And moving from entrepreneur to executive was also pulling me into unfamiliar territory. And I could have sat in the conflict of that. Like, no, I want to stick to doing things how I've been doing things. Moving into the executive mindset, this is unfamiliar. This is different. If I would have sat in the emotions of it versus being obedient, that would have cost me some things. I didn't realize it at the time that God was setting me up. As many of you know, with the pandemic, interest rates for mortgages went down significantly. It was just a prime opportunity to purchase property. Now, thanks to the moves that God had me make from moving from entrepreneur to executive, I was in position to be able to take advantage of that. So I was able to, with my business partner, purchase a commercial property that's now Anchored Media Studios. And I'm able to be excited and grow this business and take my time to grow this business without worrying about finances because I have an asset attached to the business that's appreciating every day at an unbelievably low interest rate and a crazy low mortgage. And I tell people when I meet them in person and show them the space what the mortgage is because I want them to understand like this is achievable. But God wouldn't have been able to set us up like that if I wasn't obedient and if I would have sat in the emotions of how I felt about the shifts he was having me make, then I would have missed it because I would have been too busy in my feelings and less busy being obedient. So the distraction of this internal conflict is so important for you to eliminate because when you are distracted by your emotions and unable to hear what God is saying in this season, you're unable to obey. And when you're unable to obey, you're out of alignment and you miss what he has for you. Another distraction that keeps us from seeing what God is doing is looking outward for the Holy Spirit versus looking inward. So going back to the Bible, of course, we're going to go to Acts 2, 1 through 4. I'm going to read it out of the Living Bible. It says, 7 weeks had gone by since Jesus' death and resurrection, and the day of Pentecost had now arrived. As the believers met together that day, suddenly there was a sound like the roaring of a mighty windstorm in the skies above them, and it filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared to settle on their heads, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in tongues they didn't know, for the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Now I want to hop down to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14, and I'm going to read it out of the New International Version. It says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession." Now, these two scriptures both describe the receipt of the Holy Spirit. The first one in Acts is describing Pentecost. This was an outward expression of the receipt of the Holy Spirit because this was the fulfillment of the promise that Jesus said that after he ascended to heaven, he was going to send a helper, a guide, an advocate. That's the Holy Spirit. So here in Pentecost, the disciples received the Holy Spirit or the apostles received the Holy Spirit after a period of waiting. So that is why it was this grandiose outward expression, because it was this fulfillment of the promise that had not happened yet. Now, that is the only time that there is an outward expression of the receipt of the Holy Spirit. This is going to challenge some churchy people, but this is biblically accurate. Now, in Ephesians, Paul is letting us know that since Pentecost has already happened, you receive the Holy Spirit once you get saved. It is a deposit that happens instantaneously. You don't have to wait to receive the Holy Spirit. And when you go to these churches and they're saying, come down if you want to get filled with the Spirit, that's not true. That may be church culture, but it's not Christ-centered or biblically accurate, because the Bible tells us that as soon as we are saved, the Holy Spirit is deposited on the inside of us. Now, something like speaking in tongues, this is an outward expression, but the gift of speaking in tongues is not evidence of you having the Spirit. It's only evidence of you having the gift. And the gift is distributed at the discretion of God. Even if you do not speak in tongues, you still have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, because that is a guarantee, an automatic thing that happens when you get saved. But I digress. I just get annoyed sometimes when culture counters truth, because that's not how it was supposed to be, but I digress. The point is that the Holy Spirit is indwelling, meaning inside of you, inside of me. If we are constantly going out to look for what is already inside of us, it is a distraction. And hear me out. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to external locations, but what I'm saying is some of you may be going to these events, you may be watching videos or consuming content, hoping for someone else to be able to give you that answer, to be able to show and confirm whatever it is that you're believing in God for. And He may use those things, people, places, but He will always guide you, teach you, speak to you, advocate for you through the Holy Spirit, which is indwelling. And the focus need not to be, where can I go to hear from God? But how can I quiet everything enough? How can I crucify my flesh enough? How can I study the word enough to understand, get to know, so that I can fully welcome and embrace the Spirit that's indwelling in me? And I'm going to go ahead and actually end this here. The two distractions are, again, internal conflict and then looking outward when we're supposed to be sensitive and dependent upon the indwelling Holy Spirit. I had a message that I gave to someone in particular at my engagement, but I feel that that message is also relevant to someone who's listening to this show. I'm going to do it as a separate, so it could be a bonus episode, but I'm going to pause this here. I pray that this blessed you. I pray that this, most importantly, changed your perspective a bit, gave you something to think about, to pray about, to continue to seek God about, so that you can see what He's doing and the enemy is not using this vulnerable state to his advantage. Because there's so much beauty and vulnerability, but there's also risk there. When you're vulnerable and you're in that space where you're the most obedient you've ever been, you're seeking God like never before, but you're sensitive and quite frankly, might be hurt a little bit by being in this in-between season. This is the perfect space for God to comfort you and build you up and to just love on you in this space of vulnerable. But it's also the prime real estate for the enemy to come in and distract and to kill, steal, destroy, to lie, to plant these seeds, to make your emotions get you just off track as well. In this vulnerable state, it could even push you to destruction, which is what the enemy wants, or it could push you to dependency, which is what God wants. So I'm going to wrap this up here. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.